Duffy blows me away because I still revert back to a fan 20 years ago, and I'll see, you know, Rachel and Alex and Guy, and although I know them now, nothing is like South Beach, where you can basically live your Food Network experience. This is LA. Hey guys, it's Chef Jeff Seeley here from Food Network, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Forever true, we'll stay in tribute to our
city. No matter where we go, this is our home. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on chef, author, ambassador, educator. Of course, you've seen him on Chopped Cutthroat Kitchen, Iron Chef America, and he's one of our favorite judges on Guy's Grocery Games, and he's coming live to South Beach Wine and Food, one and only Chef Chet Tila. Chef, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you, and I got to think, your weather's always great. You're based out in Los Angeles, and for the listeners, they see you out there in Chicago recently. We just had -6, so I think a lot of people for the Midwest are looking forward to getting into some better weather in South Beach.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. You know, I was just in Chicago flying through, actually. And yes, definitely bone chilly. But South Beach is going to be way more sunny, way more fun. And, you know, as most people know, I mean, basically every, all of your favorite Food Network celebrities are going to be there. And, you know, as much as I, you know, I'm still kind of in the family and I attend, South Beach blows me away because I still revert back to a fan 20 years ago, and I'll see, you know, Rachel and Alex and Guy, and although I know them now,
yes,
it's still really such a unique experience. Nothing is like South Beach, where you can basically live your Food Network experience.
Yeah, everybody is there. People call it like old home week, you know, because you guys all see each other. Some of you interact, right? You know, because, you know, you're on a number of the shows on a regular basis. You're in Santa Rosa pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. But for some of them, you know, everybody knows each other, see social media, sees each other on television. But this is an opportunity to get together, kind of hang out in a setting that is very casual, right? And fun. Everybody looks
for sure.
Looks forward to it. I wanted to ask you a little bit too, because this is, and for the listeners that may not be as familiar, an entertainer for sure, a Food Network personality, host of Ready Jet Cook on Food Network and all those other shows, but just, you know, your importance. I always love these backstories too on the history. A lot of things in life we take for granted, think they were always there, but you and your family, when it comes to Thai food and some of those Asian favorites, you guys were actually the pioneers who brought them to America with some of those markets and restaurants, and now it's one of the most popular cuisines out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people do know my backstory, and I'll just give kind of our friends that are listening the kind of just a quick brief cliff note. So my family came to the States in 1966, and we opened the first Thai restaurants and markets in the history of this country. We are kind of known as the Thai food pioneers. So yeah, in the 50 years since the Tilas have been here, you know, we've watched Thai food grow up and kind of happen around me. And, in the latter years, I'm now the culinary ambassador to Thailand. So kind of come full circle. And along the way, I've done a lot of fun things before I was on Food Network. You know, I was executive chef at the Wynn properties in Las Vegas. I was in early days in the Silicon Valley situation. I brought a lot of Asian food to Google and Cisco and Yahoo in the early years. I've written a few cookbooks. I've broken world records. So yeah, man, it's amazing to be part of the Food Network family now. I've lived a lot for my years, and I'm really grateful.
Well, you think about it, and that is really one of the things that you do. When you guys got into it, when your family got into it, was starting a business, sharing things that you knew that you appreciated and hoped other people wouldn't, and of course it really has. But when was that transition for you, being, you know, a business person, a restaurateur, part of a restaurateur and business family, into being a chef, but then also now as an entertainer, always an educator, right, but now kind of an entertainer? Was that an easy transition?
Man, you nailed it. I think we all come from different backgrounds, those of us on Food Network. For me, you summed it up well. I have always been first an entrepreneur, second an educator, and then I actually had to learn the entertainment part. But you know, I had the best, you know, one-on-one coach. I mean, I got to work with Alton Brown during the years when we were shooting Cutthroat Kitchen. So you know, we really became really fast friends. We actually have matching tattoos, a little known fact, from hanging out so much over the years. So I got, basically, think about it, I got hundreds of hours on set with Alton Brown, one-on-one media training. And I mean, and if you know anything about Alton's story, you know, he was a director producer of television before, you know, he started Good Eats. So he really understands the science of television and entertainment. So that was my journey. Was I really had to understand and learn my way into the entertainment aspect coming from the entrepreneurial chef background.
Yeah, for Alton Brown, and again, for the listeners that may not be familiar, he seems, and of course he is, your cerebral culinary personality, but he's a real badass, though, in a lot of ways with the motorcycles and the planes and the jets, and I'm not surprised to hear the tattoos as well. So Alton Brown, the unknown world of Alton Brown, when it comes to South Beach, it is known that it is a fun place, regardless of what is happening there. But for South Beach Wine and Food, and you mentioned it, you know, all of those great personalities there, all of those great events there, the weather and everything like that. Let's talk about some of the ones that you're there to, because, and this is another thing that's great, is not only sharing what it is that you do and you love, but you've also shared your family, right, in social media in so many different ways. And so you're going to be down there at the Fun and Fit as a Family in the Kids' Kitchen. Talk about that, because the way the kids on the culinary world is so much different than maybe it was when we were kids.
Oh yeah, you know the Tilas are coming as an entire posse. I got to tell you, my wife's coming, our kids are coming, and we are all going to be taking the stage. So we have three fun events. So the actual family event is the Goya Food Fun and Fit as a Family Kitchen, and we're going to be teaching kids how to make like a whole wheat lo mein. We're also Allie, my wife, who's a pastry cook and also cookbook author, educator. She's going to be showing the kids how to make really healthy versions of popsicle strawberry popsicle creamsicles. So we're totally doing the kids thing, and then I'll also be taking the stage in the actual Grand Tasting Village, and I'll be doing some demos there. But I mean, it is truly a unique environment. I mean, again, you know, you're not just a fan in that moment, you actually get to interact and mingle with your favorite Food Network celebrities. It's been a super casual situation. We're all by the beach, everyone's in shorts, everyone's having a good time. So I mean, imagine just hobnobbing, rubbing elbows with your favorite Food Network celebrities at South Beach. It is a phenomenal event. We look forward to it.
Yeah, having broadcast from it and covered it for maybe 10 years or so, it is second to none as far as access, you know, and you've got all those other things going on that are great as well. One venue, and I wanted to mention this before we get into Compass Group, but one place there won't be a lot of kids at, but there certainly will be some action. So one of our mutual friends was Carl Ruiz, and of course he would always be there at Club Deuce, and the way that it's described, I don't know if you've actually gotten a chance to be at Max Club Deuce, but the way that it's described on their website is it's laid back atmosphere, rustic decor, and jukebox. And so, so that is there. So we're going to actually broadcast an interview that we did with Carl last year from there that kind of gives his insight, but he was kind of an ambassador for South Beach as well from Food Network.
Oh man, the Cuban was called the Cuban for so many reasons, and that's exactly right. I mean, no one knew South Beach like Carl. No one represented, you know, kind of the spirit of Food Network like Carl. I mean, Carl was, you know, French trained chef, worked some of the best restaurants in America, but couldn't be a nicer person and a more welcoming thing. I mean, you know what, we are all going to be, it's going to be a little bittersweet this year because we won't have the Cuban with us, but absolutely, I think people should come out to every single event. You know, the kids during the day, the adults at night, but I mean, when you're having a drink out there at South Beach with me and Rachel and Guy and the rest of us, you know, let's do a pinkies up. We got to do a pinkies up.
Oh, that is a great tribute. Testament, let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Jet Tila. He is the host of Ready Jet Cook and so many things on the Food Network. We'll be out there at South Beach Wine and Food Festival. And before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about Compass Group. This is where you are taking kind of the ambassadorship and kind of the restauranting side of the food thing and bringing it not only to people on television and where you live, but around the country.
Yeah, for sure. So again, I think thanks for this forum, because I don't think a lot of people know what I do kind of outside of the Food Network world. So yeah, I have a partnership with Compass Group, the largest food service provider on earth, believe it or not. So through them, in college, universities, corporations, hospitals, I created something called Modern Asian Kitchen. I helped them create Asian stations at just about 2,000 locations all across America. So, I created this concept, and within this concept, you do Thai, Chinese, Korean, all of your kind of favorite pan-Asian foods. And so, yeah, I get to touch and feed, believe it or not, every single day over 1,000 or 5,000 people on a given day and through Compass Group. So yeah, man, I've got some other fun projects coming up next year. My buddy has acquired a group called Payway. You know, we have 150 Chinese restaurants across the country. I'll be I'll be very, very involved in the Pewe group coming up this year. I'm going to re-energize the menus. I'm going to create a bunch of new dishes. I will be, you know, a partner with them. And that's going to be also a lot of fun. And a little passion project I'm doing in Vegas is called Dragon Tiger Noodle Co. And, you know, I just wanted to open a really intimate off-strip kind of place, because I lived in Vegas for many years, that serves noodles and rice. Anything in a bowl that's delicious and Asian, that's what we're going to be doing. So those are some of the fun things that's coming up in 2020 that's non-media.
Well, no, but it's all there. I think it allows people to understand where all this comes from. And I think the future and the footprint of a lot of these flavors are in great hands with you, Chet. And it's great to see. And so, of course, we reach on WGN 38 states in Canada at night. It's one of the biggest radio stations in the country, of course, based here in Chicago. So a lot of people are hearing this, learning about it, and hopefully going to get on board and enjoy some of that stuff that you're providing along with all the entertainment. Before we let you go, give your social media out and ways people can follow all of your adventures and, of course, follow you down to South Beach.
Yeah, for sure, guys. So please, Instagram, I'm at Chet Tila, just my name. You know, Facebook is Chef Chet Tila. You know, when you come out to South Beach, please just, you know, give a quick hello. A lot of people are like, do I approach? Do I not approach? You know, if I'm with my family, just go, hey, yo, Chet, I'm a big fan. And then, you know, we'll get to chatting. So, guys, I'm really looking forward to seeing every one of you at South Beach. Also, tune in this March. Do check out Tournament of Champions on Food Network. It's a phenomenal show where 16 of your favorite Food Network chefs are seated like March Madness brackets, and we're going to go at it. So thanks for having me, man. It was such a great show. Keep doing what you do, man. You are amazing.
Well, stop. Thank you, Jet. We appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
You got it, brother. See you in South Beach.